you know, different hairstyles for men and women? Do those have particular names that you can remember?
Well, they used to do the hair up in wigs, you know, braid the hair when it's long, and do it up in wigs and curls. And when we were young, we used to have a little war. We used to make our little rats, they called it rats, and roll our hair on those curlers.
Yes, ma'am.
And have 25 or 30 curls all over your head. Now, they go to the shop and use a machine permanent. You don't have to go through with all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had a lot of times. Take me an hour and a half to fix my hair. I have 150, 200 pins in it.
My goodness.
Yeah.
You know, when you make up your bed,
yeah,
the last thing that goes on it?
Bedspread. Counterpin.
Counterpin.
Or coverlet.
Uh-huh. All the same thing?
All the same thing.
I see.
You used to call it counterpins.
Uh-huh.
Put the counterpin on.
Uh-huh. Well, what, talking about things to wear, you know, these things that men wear that come over their shoulders to hold their pants up?
Stupendous.
Have you ever heard those called anything else?
We always call them stupendous.
Have you ever heard
braces?
Good part?
Braces.
Have you ever heard them called galluses?
Yeah. I forgot about that. Galluses.
That was the same thing.
Yeah, galluses. It was called galluses before they were called stupendous.
I see. Or something else that might go on your bed during winter time to keep
bolster.
You warm?
Oh, no. No, I thought you meant for the pillow rack.
Now, is that a big long thing?
Yeah, that's a bolster. And then I always had blankets and quilts, you know, sheets and counterpins.
I see. Do you have any creeks in this area or anything like that?
What?
Any creeks?
What's a creek? Oh, yeah. That's little branches from the rivers.
Do they have different names?
Yeah. Springs and ponds. Biggest part of the creeks, though. Ravines. Ravines.
Does this county have a pretty good road system?
Yeah, it has a good one now. It used to have a bad one, but they got good road systems now.
What are most of the surfaces made out of, do you imagine?
The foundation?
Or, you know, just the surface composition?
Oh. Well, mostly cement, isn't it? Cement, gravel and cement. Because they go ahead and you know, a lot of roads have this rock and they go ahead and crush it, then put the gravel on, then put a cement over it.
I see. Do you have a blacktop road and stuff like that too?
Yeah, have blacktop too.
I see. You know,
now down yonder, all down in there where we went, they using that coal and then they have this other stuff on it and they crush it and they say that's with that blacktop, that makes the best blacktop road they are.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah.
Well, what about these big, you know, like if you were driving into Fort Worth from out of town, what would be the big road that you would probably come in on? What
highway.
Do you call those highways?
Highway, and you'd come in on the turnpike, the highway.
Now, where is that? That's, that goes between Fort Worth and
Dallas. Yeah, you didn't come out. You come from Fort Worth. If you go to Arlington, you'd go across the bridge and you'd see the turnpike.